stayed tough and just really focused on this. And, you know, that makes it easy for me because I don't worry about the other stuff that, you know, some guys might do. These guys are consistently tough both on and off the court.
Gary, either in the first half or early in the second, whenever North Carolina seemed like they were an inch close, you guys had the ability to just surge. And it was
There was a point there where I was really concerned early in the second half. I don't know the exact time, but they were playing well. Ginyard came out and made a big shot for them, gave them some confidence early in the half, and we weren't moving really well, and we had to dig deep to get it going again, and it came from the defense, and I thought both Adrian Bowie and Sean Mosley did some great things in the second half for us today that really helped, and it's great for Sean because he's a starter, and, you know, we need him playing well, and he played well today.
Gary, over here. The three-pointers in the first half, was that just part of the offense, the ball
movement? Yeah, I mean, we don't go in there saying we're going to take this many threes or anything like that. It's just whatever opens up for us. And the ball moved pretty good, and we have good three-point shooters. If you look at the percentages from the three-point line, we're a pretty good three-point shooting team if we get the looks. Where you get into trouble with that is if you start taking them early in the shot clock. If you take them when you could have gotten an easier shot and you're pretty well guarded on the three-point line. But I thought we did a good job of taking them today when we were open.
Coach, I know the school did a nice job of letting the rest of the student body come in and be the voice for you guys. There was that moment, though, late in the second half when they started chanting NIT. I could see you didn't like it. What did you tell Roy after the game?
That's just part, you know, that happens everywhere in America. We're a great, our students are as good as anybody. We've been at a couple places this year where you should have been there. Our students are great.
I heard Gravis say on the radio that this was special for him because it was the last time he'll play UNC here at Comcast.
Maybe not. Oh, here at Comcast.
Here at Comcast. I just wonder.
Unless the league will make us play him again. I don't know.
I just wonder.
The ACC, how that works. So.
Carolina obviously is having a down year, but is it still special for you and your team to beat a Carolina and a Duke?
Special to beat a good program. It really is. I have a lot of respect for Roy Williams, you know, Kansas and Carolina. And they'll come to play. In other words, regardless of their record today, they showed up. I mean, that second half, that 5-6 minute period when they were making their run, they were a very good basketball team. And if you give them that run, if you let them continue that, then, you know, obviously they can win the game. So I think the programs that you respect, that if it is special, that's what makes them special because of the respect you have for those types of programs.
Gary, can you tell us the last couple of days? Apparently, you stayed at the Inman Conference Center, and you know what was that like for you to you know not being able to get home and you know all the preparations for the team. What was that like?
Well, the reason I did it is because I didn't want my neighbors yelling at me for not shoveling my driveway, so they can't say anything. Because make sure you mention that I was here that time. It was easier. I didn't want to get stuck where I couldn't get into practice. I mean, the players were sacrificing, so that's not a big deal to say to Marriott, you know. I mean, how tough is that? So I was fine. And it was easy. You know, it made it easier for me. I could watch a lot of tape. Didn't spend time traveling like a lot of people had to today to get to the game. So I was here.
Gary, I know they're all different in their own way, but you've had a couple this year where this team has really gotten great offensive production off their defense. And do you ever think about how good this team really is when all those things are happening at once?
Well, I think we are good, but you can't make that happen all the time. You have to get it whenever it's there. You have to take advantage of it. But I don't think any team can play at a level that's, you know, we had a couple runs today that were really good, but you can't do that for 40 minutes. It's just the nature of the game. So we're taking advantage of it when we can. And like I said, we're a good shooting team so that if we get looks, we're able to keep the offense going, able to score. So hopefully that'll continue.
Gary, after you pulled Eric out early in the first half, he came out on fire. What did you say to him when you pulled him out quickly?
Well, that was early. I just thought we were making a mistake. We were trying to press, which was my mistake. And then we were making a mistake getting to our coverage out of the press. And so Eric's a senior. So I just had to say, like, you know, you have to get to the sideline quicker. Then I put him right back in the game because you couldn't hear in there, and it was tough to communicate out in the court. So That's why I did it. But Adrian went in, almost got a steal, and then Eric went in and played great. Then Adrian came back in and played great. So I'll have to remember to do that again sometime.
You know, Grievous comes in and has another big day against North Carolina, especially his decision-making seemed like it was pretty good there in transition. What was his impact today?
Like he's been all year, you know, just a great player who includes the other players in the game. In other words, it's not about Grievous. It's about the fact that he had, 11 assists or something like that. It's about that as much as his scoring. And I've always felt with a player, when you're a threat to pass the basketball, you get easier shots. You know, if the defense knows you're going to shoot it and not look for somebody else, then it's easy to double-team you. Well, if you double-team Grievous, he makes the play, gets the open man, and that's what separates him from a lot of people.
There are moments in a coach's career, big wins, national championships, and there are atmospheres. Today, can you describe what that was like?
It was amazing because I didn't think, there were several things sent to our season ticket holders to make sure they understood the parking lots and everything. And so many people here at Maryland worked to get the parking lots cleared, did all that so people could come in. But I talked to some people just briefly. They were coming. You know, if they had to take a dog sled, they were coming to the game. And that's a great feeling. It really is.
Basketball page brought to you by the University of Maryland Medical System, the official medical provider of the Maryland Terrapins. Learn more at umm.edu. They're our official game sponsor today, a 12-hospital system committed to delivering quality health care to the people of Maryland. To learn more about the region's leading providers in health care, simply visit umm.edu. And our thanks to Bob Krensick, the president and CEO of the University of Maryland Medical System. Chris has emerged from the locker room. And
yes, it's a happy locker room.
I was going to say, happy bunch of Terrapins back there. And how proud Gary Williams is of his entire team.
You know, we didn't even mention Johnny, a guy who deserves a lot of credit, too. And maybe it's because he is so quiet. But Eric Hayes got this team off to a nuclear start in this game tonight. You know, he hit his first three threes. He was 4-5 at one point. And, you know, he just played as cerebral as Eric usually does, yet you know, with all the, the passion and emotion that Grievous plays with, some of that, sometimes it's lost when you're quietly effective like that.
Well, you've got two guys on the opposite ends of the spectrum as far as emotion's concerned out there. And all Eric does is just go about and get the job done in a steady approach.
Yeah, he did. And again, just like Grievous with the ball-handling abilities, five assists and two turnovers for Eric.